اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء، وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء، وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء، وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء، وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء، وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء، وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء، وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء، وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء، وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء. يا نور، يا قدوس، يا نور، يا قدوس، يا نور، يا قدوس، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تقطع الرجاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن توزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع، أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك، وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك، وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك، ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك وبحمدك. ظلمت نفسي، ظلمت نفسي، ظلمت نفسي، وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي، كم من قبيح سترته وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته، وكم من عثار وقيته، وكم من مكروه دفعته، وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي، وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي، فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك، وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا نتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي. يا إلهي وسيدي وربي، أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثور يسير بقاؤه قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة واجعلي لوقوع المكاره فيها، وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف أبي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي صبرت على عذابك، فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك، فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأذجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأناديانك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيجا مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك؟ ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماؤك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأن تجل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون. إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيته وبفضلك سترته، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلته أو إحسان فضلته أو بر نشرته أو رزق بسطته أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورة وبخدمتك موصولة وأعمالي عندك مقبولة، حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها ورداً واحداً، وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا. يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي، يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي، وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك، حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين، وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين، وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين، وأخافك مخافة الموقنين، وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرده، ومن كادني فكيده، واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك، وأقربهم منزلة منك، وأخصهم زلفة لديك، فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك. وجد لي بجودك، واعطف علي بمجدك، واحفظني برحمتك، واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا، وقلبي بحبك متيما، ومن علي بحسن إجابتك، وأقلني عثرتي، واغفر زلتي، فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك، وأمرتهم بدعائك، وضمنت لهم الإجابة، فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي، وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي، فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي، وبلغني مناي، ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي، واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي. يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء، فإنك فعال لما تشاء. يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غنى، ارحم من رأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء. يا سابغ النعم، يا دافع النقم، يا نور المستوحشين في الظلم، يا عالما لا يعلم، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله، وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله، وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us, نبلوكم الشر والخير فتنة. We will test you with خير and with شر. بلاء is something that we need to remind ourselves of. What is the purpose of it in this universe when it happens to each of us individually, when it happens to a community? And once we understand and identify the purpose of it in this universe, then we can make decisions in the context of that bala that will benefit us. We will make correct decisions. We will make decisions in the context of and in regards to that bala that are based on truths and not assumptions. When we don't have this correct understanding, when we don't have a clear understanding, and we leave the door open for assumptions, cultural rumors, I would say, I can call them rumors because rumors are untrue things that start circulating. There are rumors, there have been rumors in regards to bala in the religious community and outside of the religious community, one way in the religious community, outside of it in a different way. And it always hurts. It always will negatively impact and affect that person who's going through bala. Verses نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً or بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. I'm not quite sure of the order, the sequence. Is it الشَّر first or الخَيْر first? Either way, right now for our discussion of saying that بَلَى is in the case of خَيْر, in the case of خَيْر as well. When there's خَيْر with us, the good things that we enjoy, we admire, we like to have, those things, that is a bala, or those things are bala. Nablukum. The other thing that is bala is shar, things that are unfavorable to us, undesirable, unpleasant, those are bala as well. God says, نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Let me point out that this is not the only verse of the Holy Quran related to shar and khair. And for a person, where shar or why shar comes their way and why shar doesn't come their way. This is not the only verse related to that. There are other verses. If one is trying to understand all the possible reasons why shar or khair can come one's way, then they would have to do an extensive research and figure out what the possibilities are. However, what I consistently focus on and remind us is there is always an element of bala in what happens in this world. For example, if there is good that comes our way because of a good deed, it may not be because of that. This is important. We can't be certain that this is as a reward for something that was done. We can't be certain of that. Or if there's shar, if there's something unpleasant, undesirable, perhaps maybe there's something wrong that I have done that this is as a result of that, and in a sense, a form of punishment for that, maybe, but also maybe not. We can't be certain of that. What we can be certain of is that in the context of that khair or shar, there is always an element of bala in this world. Because everything, as the verse in Surah Al-Mulk says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. This life and death that we have here in the material realm is for bala. The whole purpose of it is for bala. It is for testing. There's always the element of testing in whatever happens. For example, going back to that, let's assume in a case, the reason why we have received a khair is because of a good deed. Let's assume in some case there is such. We won't know. We can't identify. Is this particular thing, that because God doesn't speak to us and say this specifically is because of that deed? We don't know. Unless someone that has access to that tells us, like the Ma'sumin, or someone that's guided by the Ma'sumin. Otherwise, we wouldn't know. But let's say in a case, let's assume there is, it's because something good that was done. Okay, fine. But that good thing that has come our way is now itself a test. It's a test. What do you do with this good thing that has been given to you? It's not like that reward that was given in this realm, in this world, is going to be given to you, and your decisions in regards to that are not going to have any positive or negative consequences. That's not the case. In this world, it doesn't work like that. The hereafter is a different realm. In this world, it doesn't work like that. If you did something good and something good was given to you, now in this bala, in this test that has come your way, you fail. One of the elements that causes a person to fail in the context of bala is to lose sight of the aspect of that being a bala, being a test. And losing sight of the reason why these things come to us from this perspective, from the perspective of it being bala. One last point regarding that before we move on to the bala aspect, meaning why the different things come. Some look at some of the verses of the Quran without proper understanding, and then they, find maybe translations or whatever. I don't know. Sometimes it's not even a translation. The person may know the language, but enough attention is not given to the words and how God uses these words. To think that for a believer, that God is, in a sense, waiting for them to mess up, waiting for them to do something wrong, and God quickly punished them, and so on and so forth. This understanding is very wrong. Or to even assume that God, when he, what we say, punishes a person, if they're a believer, that they're doing that, that God is doing that to hurt that person, is a very ill thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very wrong to think of Allah in that way. For a believer, even the punishment for something wrong that he has done is for his good. That's rahmah for the believer. Why did I mention this very briefly? I want to say, look, instead of when, especially when hardship comes, when difficulty comes, because that's really the focus right now. Tonight, this is what our focus is. When hardship comes, difficulty comes, one of the things that we are tested on
is not what we do with our tongue or with our limbs even. It has to do with our thoughts and our feelings. How do we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we view Him as Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Do we view Him as the Merciful, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa? Do we see Him in that way, which will elevate us, which will help us ascend, which will be an advancement in that in the context of that baliya, that test of something unpleasant, the shar that came our way? Even if it's as a result of something that I've done, even if I know it's for that, because as we said, we don't really know. We can't identify the reason behind this. The hadith says, and the Quran tells us the stories of all these prophets, the hardship they went through, and these are the best of the people, in this world was something that non-pious people don't go through. This is very, very difficult, the hardships that these prophets went through. And the hadith says that that's the case. But if I know for a fact, somehow I came to know 100% this is as a result of the wrong deed I did, how should I feel about that? I should still see the mercy of God, and that is not something that is meant to hurt me. Rather, it's something that is intended to help me. That the last point regarding the other reasons why shar and khair come and what we need to think about. But this thing that nablukum بالشر والخير فتنة or بالخير والشر فتنة, whichever the order, the sequence is. We said that it's important to understand whatever other reason is involved in why I am currently in the context of something favorable or something unfavorable and undesirable. It's خير or شر. Now the focus again is on شر, something unpleasant, something difficult. Something, I woke up this morning, something, I didn't even do anything. Suddenly all hell breaks loose. This goes wrong, that goes wrong, this is screwed up, that is screwed up. I lose this, I lose that, wondering what the heck just happened. Those situations. And then our understanding of that situation from the perspective of bala is crucial in us doing good and making progress instead of regressing, instead of declining. Our understanding is very important. Although I already mentioned something in regards to the shar part and why, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful, and that has to do with the mind and the heart, the feelings that one has in the context of that shar that has come our way. That was important in terms of something practical, and it had to do with the understanding of the situation, but not from the perspective of bala. That wasn't to understand it as bala, that was to understand that whatever comes from Allah is His mercy. And so this isn't to hurt me. Understanding the bala part, the baliya part, has to do with that hadith I mentioned with regards to prophets. And of course the verses that talk about prophets. The hadith says, the ones that receive most bala in this world are prophets. Then after them, the ones that are closest to prophets. If you become better and better, and you get closer and closer to
the rank of a prophet, then the more bala you're going to have. The more bala you're going to have. There will be ease as well. Inna ma'al usri yusra, in this world. There is ease as well. However, you should know. You should know. If you want the higher ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to move up that ladder, not the corporate ladder, the spiritual ladder. The ascension that ladders don't even, they cannot even measure. It's an ascension that goes above and beyond. If you're interested in that, and you want to move up those ranks, you should know that on this path, you're not going to only get good things in this world. You're not only going to get the yusra. You're not only going to get the material bounties. Sulaiman, for example, had bounties that none other had. However, that's not the only thing that Sulaiman has. There are tests in the Quran, difficult tests, hardships that we can't even fathom, that Sulaiman had to go through as well. Don't expect that if you're going up this right now, I went through this test. Now that I went through that test, it was a very difficult test. Now it should be easy. Now I did well. Alhamdulillah, I sacrificed. I did this. I did that. Now it should be all ease. No. You wanted to get closer to Allah, did you not? If you want it, then here you go. There's another bala in the form of shar. Of course, again, the khair part, the good part, those bounties that, for instance, Sulaiman had, that God gave him, or the bounties that the Prophet had towards the last few years, at least, of his prophetic life. That is also bala. Those are also tests. But they are pleasant. They are pleasant. When you have those pleasant things, you're having them as pleasant. But it's a test. How do you function in that context? When you have these pleasant things, how do you function? Do you obey God in regards to them? Or do you want to obey your desire in regards to them? But the important focus here is, don't think that it's going to be pleasant from now on. No, it's never going to be. While one is in this material realm, it's never going to be only pleasant. It's going to be pleasant tests. There will be times where there's khair. And there's going to be times where there's going to be shar. We have this wrong assumption that if we are religious, we are making progress spiritually towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we even have that, because we have assumptions regarding that too. These are misunderstandings. We think, how do we know we're making progress? But just the want, the desire, the feeling of wanting to go towards Allah, doing more, we assume that it's going to be getting easier and easier. No, it's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder and harder. The tests get harder and harder. The shar that's going to come your way, is the unpleasant things that are going to come your way, are going to be more difficult. Yeah, you'll have inna ma'al usri yusra. There's the yusra as well. There's the ease as well. There's the khair as well. Nablukum bil shar wal khair, or bil khair wal shar. There's khair as well. Both of them are bala. Both of them are tests. But you're going to have both. It's not only shar and it's not only khair. The focus here, again, is to correct this thought process of ours, that we think that if we are on the right path, suddenly hell should not break loose. This thing happened to my car, that thing happened to my house, this thing happened to my child, that thing happened to my wife, this thing happened to my husband, that thing happened to my relative here, there, my bank account, all these different things that suddenly happened. Like, why didn't it do anything? And because we don't have this understanding, we have the understanding that it shouldn't be happening to me. That's the wrong part. It shouldn't be happening to me. Why shouldn't it be happening to you? God says, I will test you. And if you're a believer, then there's going to be more difficult, meaning the test will be more difficult. Yes, the khair will be more too in this realm, one way or another. One way or another, Allah gives more khair. Of course, as Surah Al-Duha says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. So you're going to have in this world as well. But وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. The hereafter is better than this world. Because in that realm, there's no shar at all. And it's all good and beyond our imagination good. In this material realm, for good people, the good, the khair, the pleasant increases. Ibrahim went through difficult times with Namrud. He was kicked out. He went. He had a second wife. He had a child, then a second child. All these are pleasant things that he had. But was it over? No. He had to go and drop off that second wife of his with that first child of his in the middle of a desert. Khair is given, but then there's shar as well. There's difficulties as well. There's usra as well. And there will be more. The difficulty will be more. Like, what does it even mean to be ordered for a person to kill their own son? Ibrahim was ordered to do that. God didn't want him to do it. In the end, he didn't kill him. But just wanting to do it even. Taking that blade and seriously trying to cut that throat. It's just not something I can picture. It's a very tough test. I mean, how much more difficult can it get? You wake up in the morning. Okay, now you got to go drop off your wife and child in the middle of a desert and not even stay with them to build a house. Drop them off. Don't worry about their food or water. Come back. What happened? Nothing happened. That's how it is. نَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ وَبِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ Fitna. So, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us remember this and to, inshallah, be able to, through that understanding, make the correct decisions in terms of our feelings, our thoughts, and also our behavior in the context of these different forms of tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our imam. We ask Allah to make us his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and help all those who are helping the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to especially help our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests. Relieve all those who are suffering from hardships and difficulties. Ya Allah, relieve us all of this pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. Rahim Allah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat.